Cosmetics pioneer Estée Lauder died over the weekend. She was 97 years old. Lauder believed beauty was an attitude and said there are no unattractive women. She started her business by blending face creams in her home, but turned it into an international cosmetics empire. In 2003, Lauder's company was ranked number 349 on the Fortune 500 list, with revenues exceeding $4.5 billion. Sally Beatty is a reporter with the Wall Street Journal. Good morning.
Good morning.
How did Estée Lauder manage to make her company so successful?
Well, she worked very hard, and she had good genes, and she passed them on to her kids, who worked very hard as well, and built her son Leonard and his wife Evelyn and her other son Ronald. They built this company into the giant it is today. It dominates the prestige cosmetics industry worldwide.
Didn't she start with a big order from Macy's, and it sold out in 2 days, and that was the launch?
Well, and the company today, if you go into any department store in America, go into the cosmetics department, it's not just Estee Lauder anymore. It's Estee Lauder, Clinique, MAC, Bobbi Brown, Stila, La Mer, Aramis. I mean, I could go on and on. They just simply dominate prestige cosmetics. And with many brands, they have, I think, over 18 brands today.
She knew something besides face creams, obviously.
Fragrance, lipstick, mascara. If you go to the MAC counter, it's not a prim Upper East Side lady. It is kids with all kinds of wild makeup and wild clothes and rock music blaring. They've really diversified.
She had not been active in the company for a number of years because of her age, but her influence was felt there.
Certainly. The gift with purchase, which she invented, which is the idea of getting a free gift when you buy something, continues to this day, and it's probably her most lasting marketing legacy.
Her family became very important in New York.
The other day, someone referred to them as New York royalty. They're very influential in New York. It's hard to go anywhere without bumping into a Lauder or someone who knows a Lauder. They're very active in the arts. They're, of course, active in business. Every department store retailer knows the Lauders and grew up with the Lauders in the business because they've been in the business their whole lives.
Over the summer, Estee Lauder's grandson will become the company's CEO. Where is the company likely to go under his leadership?
Well, they're at a very interesting juncture because as big as they are, they have now entered onto a new plane, and they now are facing off against companies that are even bigger than they are. L'Oreal, which owns Lancome and does all the, does shampoos and lots of face creams as well. They're twice as big as Estee Lauder companies. And Procter & Gamble, the soap and detergent maker, they've moved into cosmetics as well, including department store cosmetics. They're eight times Estee Lauder company's size. So Lauder is not just sitting back and resting on its laurels. It is cautiously moving into more popular brands. It recently struck a deal with Kohl's department store, the discount department store chain, to develop new brands for those stores. So that's an interesting move because that's a channel that straddles mass as well.
Thank you. Sally Beatty is a reporter with the Wall Street Journal.